You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Good Saturday morning to you. On the phone with me is Kate Hamer. The Girl in the Red Coat is her first novel. It's been shortlisted for the Costa First Novel Award and a finalist for the Dagger Award, and it is a page-turner that just transported me many, many different places in a wonderful journey in this story. Kate Hamer, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is just hitting the United States in the bookstores here, but it's been a big hit in the UK. How was that success for you as a writer?
Yeah, it was published in February last year here. And yes, I think it has done quite well. Of course, it's really wonderful because you never know when, you know, you have a book published. You never know when you're writing quite what's going to happen to it. So all the attention has been fantastic. But really, I'm still writing. I'm writing my second one. So I remind myself every morning to go back to the blank page and not to let all the fuss sort of affect me too much in writing, because every piece of work is starting again, really.
Well, this is, I don't know how to qualify it. I want to call it a thriller. I've seen it described as a thriller. The story of a young girl and her newly single mom, and the two are separated. Please describe for listeners, so I don't butcher it too much, the story behind The Girl in the Red Coat.
The story is told in two voices. Beth, who is the newly single mom, as you say, and her daughter, Carmel. Beth is, she's not in a particularly good place in her life. She's still very much in love with her ex-husband. She's looking after her daughter. They have a close relationship, but it's a slightly scratchy one at times. Carmel's a strange child. Do you have that phrase, an old head on young shoulders, or an old soul, maybe?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, she's a bit of an old soul, Carmel. She can be quite dreamy at times, and she has a tendency to wander off and drives her mother demented when this happens. And one day, on a day out, she actually vanishes for good. And really, without giving too much away, the seeds of her disappearance and the roots of the mystery lie in her strangeness. That's where all the clues lay.
Well, I have to tell you, as a parent, that you preyed upon all those dark recesses of a parent's brain when you talk about Beth's gnawing worry that Carmel will someday disappear, and then those fears realized. And what an emotional roller coaster throughout The Girl in the Red Coat. I was just amazed, and I don't know how to describe it, but transported, Kate, because the emotions that are there in both Beth and in Carmel are wonderfully written. How long did you work on this story?
Probably from beginning to end. I imagine it was about 4 years. I wasn't just writing every day at that point, and I was working as well. And then once it was published, once it was bought by the publisher, Faber, here, I worked quite closely with an editor for about 6 months again. So, they say that writing is editing, and I think that's certainly the case. For the way I work, I edit a great deal. And really, apart from the first chapter, which is pretty much as I wrote it. But yes, it is. I wanted to look into a book and look into the kind of idea of how, of parenthood, and how it can make and unmake you. Certainly for Beth, it does both, I think. But like you say, you know, it also, what I would say to the reader is, hopefully it takes you in a direction you might not be expecting from the initial premise. I would say that.
Kate Hamer, her first novel is called The Girl in the Red Coat, already a bestseller in the UK and now in bookstores here in the US. You can learn more about it at our website, WVXU.com. www.carmelfoundation.org. And I see all the cut lines on the publicity materials that came along with this, and there are so many that I just agree with. One of the comments was, I just wanted to turn to the end to see how it all turned out, but I had to force myself not to. It's, I just loved the, you know, that page turning, thriller feel to the girl in the red coat. And I can imagine, well, I get asked, so did you know where it was going as you were writing it?
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, actually, because I met a reader for the first time the other day who said she does exactly that. She always reads the last page, the first page and the last page before she, and I was just amazed because I could never read like that. But it's actually a little bit how the process of writing happened for me. I wrote the first chapter, and as I said, that's pretty much as I first wrote it. Quite little has changed in that first chapter. And then quite shortly after that, I wrote the last couple of paragraphs. So I always knew where it was heading. I knew ultimately where it was heading, if not quite how it was going to get there. And I think that's emerging as a way of working for me, because the book I'm working on at the moment, I did the same thing. And I've got an idea for a third book, and I've done the same thing there, actually. I've got the beginning and the last couple of paragraphs. And it just seems to be the way I work. But I always knew exactly how it's going to end up. And the last paragraph has changed very little as well, actually, in the editing process.
So I know you're a parent. What was it like to explore these darker recesses of a mother or father's mind when it came to writing The Girl in the Red Coat?
Well, I think a couple of things, actually. I mean, my kids are older, grown up and moved away, and I think that probably helped. So I would have probably found it difficult when they were young. But also, I read the other day that all books about missing people are crime novels, but they're also love stories too. And I think that's certainly the case with this book. That's the beating heart of it, I would say. And, you know, it is a terribly fearful thing, of course. But I think it's something I do as a writer, and maybe a lot of writers do, is put their fears in books, so that they're sort of safely between two hard covers, and we can close them and put them back on the shelf. Maybe that's the way writing works.
Well, I have to say, from the perspective of Beth, and you know, Beth, as Carmel disappears, is on that never-ending search, as you know, any parent could imagine that you would want to be always holding out hope. And you know, I did say the darker recesses, but there is a lot of hope and love here that shines through. And it's almost it teaches you how ethereal it all is. As I was reading your book, Kate, and I was fascinated by that.
Yes, I think that's a really interesting perspective. Actually, it's, you know, kind of life being in constant flux and change. And the other theme of the book, which is quite strong, I think all the characters, in one way or another, even if they're doing it in dreadful and misguided and terrible ways, are trying to move themselves to some sort of place of healing. And that's quite a big theme in the book as well. And I think that's true of all the characters in all the shades of grey that they are, attempting to do that, at least.
The Girl in the Red Coat is the new novel from Kate Hamer, available where books are sold. Details at our website, wvxu.org. And I have to quote Kazuo Ishiguro from the New York Times Book Review, where he talks about his wife had been reading your book here, Kate, and he says, she kept saying it was so disturbing she wanted to stop, but then it was impossible to stop. And I now have to find if she was being hysterical. And that's kind of what it is. I mean, it feels good. I love how the prose is coming out and your descriptions of the characters and their environments around them. But there's also that, you know, you sense something morbid is just around the corner, but you can't put it down. Was that something difficult as a writer to continue? I mean, because that's a thread that goes straight through the book, and I was amazed at your tenacity with it.
Oh, dear. I think maybe that's something that comes quite naturally to me. I think, it's probably the sort of book I would actually be drawn to reading as well. I come from a very bookish household, and I was brought up on Grimm's fairy tales, and I think there's shades of Grimm's fairy tales in here as well. I didn't find that difficult. I think that's just my natural style, I'm afraid.
Well, along with that style, who do you find is an influence on your writing? You say you grew up as a bookish child. Who had the most influence on your writing today?
I think all those children's books. My mother was a secondhand book nut, and she used to bring really old books home. So I read all the classics like Treasure Island and The Water Babies and Alice in Wonderland, all those. And I'm sure they were very influential. They're such powerful stories. And these days, I love to read Donna Tartt. I loved her last book, The Goldfinch, and I'm just reading the new Maggie O'Farrell book that's been quite published yet. I'm reading the proof of it, called This Must Be the Place, and I love her work. And also Hilary Mantel, who wrote the Cromwell books, wonderful historical writer.
Mm-hmm.
But it changes day to day, you know, and I love to read contemporary work. It's as well as sort of, you know, the Graham Greene and Hardy and all the classics. So I just read as much as I can. I've started reading some poetry as well, which is quite new for me.
Well, you say you're working on a second book already. Anything you can share about it with the readers here?
It's a coming-of-age novel, and it has quite a dose of the supernatural in it, I would say, but hopefully woven in to the real world and certain set of characters' journey. It's about a girl called Ruby who sets out to find her real parents. When she's adopted, she finds out.
Well, thank you for The Girl in the Red Coat, and I can't wait for another book I can't put down, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you.
Kate Hamer, her novel is The Girl in the Red Coat, a thriller. You can find it where books are sold and find details about Kate and her work at our website, wvxu.org. This is The Book Club at 91.7.